Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. My name is Diane Elioren and I have this great honor and privilege na makapaglingkod bilang ministry head ng Grow Track Discover and Jumpstart series. And I know we have some of our students here today, or siguro hindi po ninyo alam no, na meron po pala tayong mga trainings right after our services, kasi 5:30 po yung nagsistart. Yung aga-aga po ninyo, di ba? So maybe you can come back, di ba, later on. Pwede kayong bumalik. Grabe, shameless plug, Ate Diane. Pero you can, ano, you can enroll to our Grow Track Discover and Jumpstart series para talagang mas lalo pa tayong lumago, lumalim sa ating pananampalataya sa ating Panginoon, because I believe mamamatay na lang tayo, mawawala na lang tayo dito sa mundo, but we've just even barely scratched the surface of knowing who God is. Hindi matatapos yung ating pagsasaliksik sa kung sino ang Diyos sa buhay natin. So why don't you start today, di ba? Or pwede po kayong bumalik mamaya, or can after the service you can sign up para din sa ating online global family. Of course, meron tayong online classes held every Monday. So the registration link, we will pin that in the comment section below. Are you guys excited today? Pero bago po siguro yung bago po tayo magpatuloy, just wanna honor this house. Are you guys grateful for our leaders, our volunteers, our elders, our pastors? I just want to honor at ibigay sa Panginoon ang papuri sa buhay ng ating mga pastors right now, who are talagang grabe yung ginagawa nila, yung sakripisyo nila para sa atin at para sa kingdom ng ating Panginoon. We thank you and we honor you, Pastor Stephen, Pastor Jenny, Pastor Len. We love you and we honor you. Are you guys grateful for their lives? Amen. Praise the Lord. All right. Hindi na tayo magpapatumpik-tumpik pa. I believe that I'm on assignment this morning. And when you're on assignment, talagang gigil na gigil kang mag-preach, gigil na gigil kang talagang ilabas yung salita ng Panginoon. So why don't you get your Bibles? If you have your Bibles with you, take them out. Get your ball pens, get your notebooks with you, and let us all study the Word. Pagsalu-saluhan natin ang salita ng Panginoon. Of course, ang ating online global family, do share this live stream. Right now, I'll give you 1 minute right now. Go get your phones. I-share po natin ang salita ng Panginoon. This is a great opportunity to reach out yung mga pamilya natin. Amen? So go ahead, share this live stream. Or better yet, itag po natin sila para mas personal, no? Talaga, ay, naalala ako. Naalala ako ni Abby. Ay, naalala ako ni Wilma. Ay, naalala ako ni Jennifer. Naalala niya ako. So, mas okay talaga, no? Itag natin. So, send natin yung live stream natin sa kanilang mga messenger. Amen? Amen. So if you're done, can you say, tapos sa huba, na-share na natin? Say done. Share done. O, lagay natin sa ating comment section. Share done, Ate Diane. Amen. Alright, our scripture today is going to come from the book of Isaiah, chapter 53, verses 4 to 5. Verse 4 says, surely, He took up our pain. Jesus took up our pain and bore our suffering. Yet we considered him punished by God, stricken by him and afflicted. But he was pierced for our transgressions. He was crushed for our iniquities. The punishment that brought us peace was on him. And by his wounds, we are healed. Praise the Lord. Let us pray. Panginoon, we love you. Our good, gracious, ever-loving God. Maraming salamat sa iyong salita, Panginoon, na nagpapagaling ng aming mga katawan. Nagpapagaling ng aming mga puso. We thank you, Lord, for your word that is sharper than a two-edged sword. That is able to pierce sa kaibuturan ng aming mga puso. Lord, have your way. Holy Spirit, do your thing, Lord. You are a miracle-working God, and we stand by your word that stands forever, Lord. The grass withers and the flowers fade, but your word will stand forever. We love you and we honor you. In Jesus' beautiful name, we pray. Amen. 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 The title of today's message is When Healing Hurts. When Healing Hurts. Amen. Last Tuesday, I was on a flight from Dumaguete to Manila. And the flight was supposed to be... Share ko lang. Okay lang ba mag-share? Wala mo kayong choice eh, no? But I was on a flight here back to Manila, back home. Tapos sabi ko, grabe yung flight namin was supposedly 4:55 p.m. And guess what? Delayed yung flight. Delayed ng 4 hours yung flight. And so, as I remember, as I was sitting there, I was waiting for the boarding time. Habang nag-umuupo ako doon and along with other passengers, siguro hangry na sila. Hindi lang hungry, pero hangry na talaga. Kasi dinner time na yun eh. Tapos delayed pa kami. So, as I was sitting there along with the other passengers, I noticed around me, sabi ko lang, daming bata ah. Daming babies. Sabi ko, kawawa naman tong mga kaupo kasama tong mga batang to. Sabi ko, kasi siguro, syempre iyak yung mga bata, di ba? Gusto mo ng peaceful flight, right? And prior to arriving at the airport, nag-check-in na ako, and then sabi ko, wow, thank you Lord, bingo! Sabi ko, kasi na-assign ako sa window seat. Oh, sabi, nakalagay doon, 9A. Yung mga A, di ba? Window seat yon. Sabi ko, Lord, gusto ko to. Thank you, Lord. Kasi, mayroon akong plano sa isipan ko. Sabi ko, pag nando na ako sa seat ko na yon, sa window seat ko na yon, mag-story ako. Kasi, syempre, makikita yung city night lights, di ba? Di ba napakaganda yon? Sa aeroplano, makikita mo yung buong city night lights. So, syempre, Lord, sige, mag-story ako. Tapos, lalagyan ko ng audio. Lagyan ko ng audio na, I'm coming home. But I had that plan in my head and I was so excited. Sabi ko, Lord, thank you kasi nilagay mo ko sa window seat talagang. And then, when the boarding finally came, as I was walking to my assigned seat doon sa 9A na window seat, pagdating ko doon, there it was. A very cute little African Filipino curly-haired baby boy, and he was looking straight at me, and he was on my assigned seat. Sabi ko, Lord, so nagtinginan kami, nag-eye to eye kami. Tapos nakita ko yung mama niya, tsaka yung siguro yung yaya niya siguro or kapatid ng mama niya. Nandun sila sa seat ko, tapos the seat in the middle. And so since Kristiyano tayo, 'di ba? Kristiyano tayo, mahilig tayo mag-giveaway. Sige po, okay lang po. Sabi ko, okay lang po, you can take my seat. Sige, okay lang. And so I noticed of course, habang nakaupo na ako doon, sabi ko, Lord, grabe naman. Yung expectations ko, ito yung gusto ko eh. Yung nandun eh. Kaso nandun na sila. So, syempre, Kristiyano tayo, diba? So, upo na lang ako doon sa seat near the aisle. And then, habang nasa gitna na kami ng flight, I noticed around me na dito sa kaliwa ko may bata. Tapos pagtingin ko sa harapan ko may bata. Tapos pagtingin ko sa gilid sa kanan ko may bata. Sa likod ko may umiiyak din. Tapos nagsabayan silang umiyak. Sabi ko, Lord, I did not ask for this. This is not what I had in mind. Gusto ko, Lord, yung story ko ng City Night Lights. Gusto ko yung may audio ako na I'm coming home. Nasaan na? Nagsabayan sila, umiyak. Sabi ko, Lord, I did not ask for this. In fact, it was the total opposite of what I asked for. Kasi gusto ko ng peaceful flight, na-delayed na nga eh. Diba? Delayed na nga. Wala ka pang peace during the flight kasi nag-iiyakan yung mga bata. And so, Lord, this is completely the opposite of what I wanted. I did not ask for this. Now, we go through situations in our lives and then we tell the Lord, Lord, hiningi ko ba to? Did I ask for this? And some of you are in situations right now that you did not ask for. I did not ask for this disease, Lord. Hindi ko naman to hiningi sa'yo na mamolestya ako that to, for me to be sexually abused. I did not ask for this. I did not ask for a broken family, Lord. And this is completely the opposite of what I wanted, Lord. Pero bakit binigay mo sa akin? And I don't know how much more I can take, Lord. I did not ask for this. That diagnosis from the doctor, that separation, the breakup. I did not ask for this, Lord. That sexual assault, that abuse, the death in the family. Lord, kung gusto mo, kung gugustuhin mo mag-intervene, pwede naman eh. Diba? Diyos ka, diba? Lagi natin yung sinasabi sa Panginoon, kung pwede ka naman mag-step in at magbigay ng ibang outcome dito sa pinagdadaanan ko, pwede mo naman gawin yun eh. Pero bakit wala? Why did you not do anything in my situation? And I'm not sure if there's an even worse feeling than a feeling that you've been cheated by God. Yung parang pakiramdam mo, niloko ka ng Diyos. Yung parang pakiramdam mo, iniwan ka ng Panginoon, iniwan ka sa ere ng Panginoon, na parang hindi ka naririnig ng Diyos. And we have so many ideas of how our lives should go. Diba? Meron tayong mga sarili nating expectation bilang mga Kristiyano. We have a lot of ideas of how our lives should go, including how a good God should, what a good God would and would not allow in our lives. Meron tayong mga preconceived na expectation sa Panginoon kung paano dapat gumalaw ang Diyos, ano ang dapat gawin ng Diyos, at ano yung dapat hindi ginagawa ng Diyos. Amen? Or ako lang? Kasi dati ganun yung expectation ko sa Panginoon. Lalo-lalo kapag naglilingkod ka sa Panginoon. Lalong-lalo kapag lagi kang umaten ng Sunday service. Tapat ako, Lord, eh. Dapat ikaw din. Diba? We have these expectations from God. But when our lives take surprising turns, kapag hindi mo nakita yung right hook or yung jab ng kaaway sa'yo, feeling mo na na-knock out ka, those are the hits that knock you down. Yung mga bagay na hindi mo nakita, yung surprising turns sa ating mga buhay, all of a sudden, our lives and we get shaken. All of a sudden, yung ating kapayapaan na once nararamdaman natin sa presensya ng Panginoon, it evaporates, nawawala. Nawawala yung kapayapaan na nararamdaman natin. All of a sudden, everything in us wants to run. Gusto nating takbuhan ng Diyos, gusto nating talikuran ng Diyos, gusto nating hindi na magtiwala sa ating Panginoon. And I think, what's worse than pain? What's worse than having sickness and disease in your life? I think what's worse is having it for a prolonged period of time. No? Kasi kapag nararamdaman mo siya, kasi kapag alam mo, 1 week lang yan, okay lang eh. Pag 1 month, okay lang. Pero pag years, months and years and decades mo na siyang nararamdaman, nandyan na yung pain, that prolonged pain, the worst thing about going through pain is going through it for a long period of time. And we have that question sa ating mga buhay, Lord, hanggang kailan ako ganito? Hanggang kailan na mararamdaman ko tong sakit sa puso ko? Hanggang kailan ako pupunta sa doktor, Lord? Hanggang kailan? And you are not alone. Aside from us, even David, King David, one of our Bible heroes, even David asked the Lord. Sabi niya sa Psalm 13 verses 1 to 2, how long, Lord? How long will you forget me forever? How long will you hide your face from me, Lord? How long must I wrestle with my thoughts and day after day have sorrow in my heart? Hanggang kailan, Lord? How long will my enemy triumph over me? Now, how long? Yung tanong na yon. Yung hanggang kailan, Lord, that's a very critical question. Because we feel that we could endure almost anything. Pwede nating pagdaanan yung mga suffering, yung mga pain, sickness, and disease sa buhay natin kung alam lang natin na mag-end din siya. Diba? Madali para sa atin yun eh. Kung alam natin mag-end din siya, kung alam natin kaya ng gamot, kung alam natin na mag-end din yung pain na nararamdaman natin, okay lang eh. If we know that it would somehow come to an end, okay lang. Yet sometimes, we get tired. Napapagod tayo sa kakaantay sa Panginoon, and it makes us cry out, Lord, how long? Hanggang kailan ako ganito? Hanggang kailan ako pupunta sa doktor? Hanggang kailan ako magagamot? Hanggang kailan ko mararamdaman yung sakit sa puso ko? Hanggang kailan ako pupunta sa church na ginuguyod yung sarili ko? Hanggang kailan, Lord? Gusto ko naman pumunta sa church na parang yung nararamdaman ko talaga is truly galak, yung joy. Gusto ko naman yun, Lord, pero hanggang kailan ako pupunta sa simbahan na ganito yung nararamdaman ko? The pain in David's heart came from a sense that God has forgotten him and that God was distancing himself from him. Ganun eh, yung nararamdaman natin, no? Kapag dumadaan tayo sa pain and sa suffering, sickness and disease, parang nakakalimutan na tayo ng Diyos. Nasaan ka, Lord? Tapos feeling natin, dinidistansya ng Panginoon yung sarili niya sa atin. There's something about prolonged suffering that drains the hope out of you. Parang all of a sudden, parang yung sa isip mo, dahil ang tagal-tagal na ng pain, ng suffering na nararamdaman mo, parang sinasuck out ng time yung pag-asa dapat na meron ka. Okay lang eh, 1 week may pag-asa ko, 100% pa. 1 month, siguro mga nasa 80%. Pero pag taon na yung lumipas, siguro 1% na lang yung pag-asa na meron tayo. It drains the hope out of you. And there's something about waiting that makes you question God's integrity. Totoo ka nga ba talaga? Promise keeper ka nga talaga? Waymaker ka nga ba talaga? Miracle worker ka nga ba talaga? When our prayers go unanswered, when our prayers go unread, di ba kapag nagsisend tayo ng message sa messenger, kapag nakita nating delivered, tapos nakita nating seen, parang ganun yung pakaramdam natin eh, no? Kapag nagpe-pray tayo sa Panginoon, tapos hindi na sinasagot ng Panginoon, ay, sinin lang ako ng Lord. Diba? Sinin lang ako ng na-deliver, tapos sinin lang ako. Ganun yung pakiramdam natin. And when we akala natin, tapos iniisip natin, siguro busy ang Lord. Busy siguro, Lord, kasi ang dami niyang sinasagot ng mga panalangin. We tend to have Christian amnesia. Ano yung Christian amnesia, Ate Diane? Nyo alam yon? Ano ba yun? Christian amnesia, church? Yung nakakalimutan natin lahat ng mga ginawa ng Panginoon sa buhay natin because of our current painful situation. Nakalimutan mo na dati nag-provide ang Panginoon. Nakalimutan mo na dati pinagaling ka na ng Panginoon. Nakalimutan mo na ang Panginoon ay tapat sa pamilya mo. But because of your current painful situation, nakalimutan mo na ang Diyos nagpapagaling. Na ang Diyos ay tapat. That's Christian amnesia. Yun ay Christian amnesia. Yet even though meron tayong Christian amnesia sometimes, that we forget that we have a good God, that God has already done great things in our lives, kahit ganito, God never forgets you, kapatid. God never forgets His great love for you. God will never forget us. Just like what He said, sa nation of Israel through the prophet Isaiah. Isaiah 49 verses 14 to 16, but Zion said, the nation of Israel told the Lord has forsaken me and the Lord has forgotten me. Di ba ganito din yung mga iyak natin sa Panginoon kapag dumadaan tayo sa pagsubok? Lord, nakalimutan mo na ako! Iniwan mo na ako! So ganun din yung iyak nila sa Panginoon. But then God said, can a woman forget her nursing child and not have compassion on the son of her womb? Pwede bang kalimutan ng isang ina yung kanyang sanggol? Pwede bang kalimutan ng isang magulang yung kanyang anak? Sabi ng Panginoon, surely they may forget. Siguro sila, pwede nilang kalimutan yung mga anak nila. Sila, ang mga magulang, ang mga ina, pwede nilang kalimutan yung kanilang mga sanggol. Pero ako, Sabi ng Panginoon, yet I will not forget you. See, I have inscribed you on the palms of my hands. Kung akala mo, kapatid, na nakalimutan ka na ng Panginoon because of your sickness, because of your disease right now, no! Let me correct that. Let me cancel that deception in your mind na nagbinigay or nilagay ng kaaway sa'yo. Hindi ka kinakalimutan ng Diyos, kapatid. God will never forget you. Amen? Naniniwala ba tayo na walang Christian, walang amnesia ang Diyos? Tayo nakakalimutan ng Diyos, pero ang Diyos, He will never forget you, kapatid. There is hope in our pain. No matter what you're going through right now, there is hope. Merong pag-asa, kapatid, and that hope is called healing. Kaya kang pagalingin ng ating Diyos. Alam niyo ba na ang pagpapagaling ng ating Panginoon, that healing is God's promise for all of us? Now, we cannot change our circumstance. Yung nararamdaman mong sakit ngayon, yung pinagdadaanan mong sickness and disease ngayon, we cannot change your circumstance right now. But what you can do, however, is go through the process of healing. When you go through the process of healing, kapatid, you will discover that there is purpose, that there is breakthrough na gagamitin ng Panginoon yung sickness, yung disease, yung pain, yung suffering na meron ka. If you just go through the process, kapatid. Ang problema sa atin, we are so afraid of going through the process. Ang tagal kasi, Ate Dayan. And then we never see. We never get through the other side. Hindi natin nakikita na meron palang breakthrough na nakalaan ng Panginoon para sa akin. Tinatakbuhan natin eh. Bumabalik tayo sa dati nating buhay. Because we're too afraid. We're too impatient. We're too doubtful sa kayang gawin ng Panginoon sa buhay natin. The Lord heals, kapatid. Psalm 34 verse 15 and 17 to 18 says, the eyes of the Lord are on the righteous, and His ears are attentive to their cry. Naririnig ka ng Diyos, kapatid. Sa mga times na siguro hindi mo nasasabi sa mga kaibigan mo, sa pamilya mo, yung mga salita na halos yung hindi mo mailabas, pero halos isigaw na ng puso mo tuwing gabi. Naririnig ka ng Panginoon, kapatid. Let's jump to verse 15. The righteous cry out and the Lord hears them. He delivers them from all their troubles. The Lord is close to the brokenhearted and saves those who are crushed in spirit. Let me add to that Psalm 147 verse 3. The Lord heals the brokenhearted and binds up their wounds. Unfortunately, kagaya ng nasabi ko, not a lot of people get through their breakthrough. Not a lot of people reach the end of that tunnel and see God's purpose for their pain. Hindi lahat. This is because the process of healing is often confusing and frustrating. Alam ko naman, kapatid, when you're going through that process, a lot of people think that process is linear. Kumbaga, pagdadaanan mo lang siya, that you're on your way, na everything's going to be rainbows and butterflies. No. Healing is messy. Di ba kapag tayo ay dumadaan sa isang surgery, napakasakit. Pero porket nararamdaman mo yung sakit, hindi ibig sabihin na hindi ka gumagaling. In fact, yung sakit, that is the indication that you are going through the process of healing. Kasi kung hindi ka dumadaan sa healing, ibig sabihin nagiging manhid ka. Kung hindi mo nararamdaman yung sakit, kapatid, ibig sabihin manhid ka. And manhid, yung pagiging numb, yun, hindi yun yung goal natin. Ang goal natin is healing. Healing is messy. Healing is like waves. Pwede ngayon, okay lang yung mga waves, maliliit lang yung waves, but then other days, parang kang nang malulunod sa laki ng waves na meron na pinagdadaanan mo. And sometimes, a lot of people would tell me, Ate Diane, I don't think I'm going through, or hindi ko alam kung nag-i-improve ba ako kasi parang feeling ko I'm back to square one. But that is exactly the process of healing, kapatid. One day, parang feeling mo, kayang-kaya mo. Parang talagang ganadong-ganado ka, pumunta ng simbahan. But then other days, parang bumabalik sa'yo lahat. Parang kang binubuhusan ng mainit na tubig na parang, I feel like I'm back to square one, Ate Diane, but that's exactly what healing is all about. Di ba kapag tayo ay pinapagaling na, that the Lord is called the great physician. And that's for a reason. Ginagaling tayo ng, pinapagaling tayo ng ating Panginoon. We go through surgery. We go through that healing process. Ayaw ng Panginoon na lagyan mo ng band-aid yung sugat mo. Gusto ng Panginoon talagang pagalingin tayo from the inside. So go through that process, kapatid. Go through that messy, frustrating, confusing process of healing. Huwag kayong matakot. Don't be afraid of pain. Di ba sabi nga nung yung sa movie ba yun, I think that principle is true. That pain demands to be felt. In order for you to be healed, kailangan namnamin mo yung sakit, kapatid. Don't be afraid of that pain. The confusion is a sign, is an indication that you are moving through the messiest parts of healing. So don't be afraid of the pain. Don't be afraid of the uncertainty, kapatid. Naalala ko sabi ng Pastor Stephen dati, kung hindi mo makita ang kamay ng Diyos sa sitwasyon mo, pagkatiwalaan mo ang puso niya. Kung hindi man natin makikita na ang Panginoon is working in our lives, parang wala namang progression, Lord, parang wala namang paggaling na nangyayari, Lord. Kapag hindi natin yun nakikita, pagkatiwalaan natin ang ating Diyos ay tapat, na ang ating Diyos ay binibigyan tayo ng pag-ibig, ng ating Diyos ay mapagmahal, ng ating Diyos hindi tayong iiwan. Pagkatiwalaan mo yung character ng Diyos sa buhay natin. Amen ba? Amen. Healing is a major part of the ministry of Jesus. Diba? Kung bibilangin siguro natin, I believe Bible scholars would say there are around 38 healings that the Lord has done, but we know that it's more than that. Kasi 38 yung stories, pero within those healing sessions, sabi ng salita ng Panginoon that the Lord healed a crowd, a multitude of people. So isa-isang story, madaming pinagaling ang ating Panginoon. And in His earthly ministry, in His 3.5 years of ministry, ang daming pinagaling ng ating Panginoon. So healing is a major part of His ministry. Whenever we read healing sessions or healing stories in the Bible, right after Jesus preached, Pagkatapos mag-preach ang ating Panginoon, dinemonstrate niya kung ano yung nagagawa ng kanilang pananampalataya, which is healing. Because the ultimate goal of preaching is to build up the faith of the people enough for them to see that the Lord can heal, that the Lord is miraculous. That is the point of preaching, para talagang tumaas, mabuild yung ating mga pananampalataya. And the way that Jesus demonstrated that is after He preached, nag-hold ng healing sessions ang ating Panginoon. And if that is what Jesus did 2,000 years ago, if Jesus healed before, and when He ascended into heaven, Nung nag-ascend ng ating Panginoon into heaven and he left the Holy Spirit, bumaba ang banal na Espiritu sa kanyang mga followers, to the apostles, to the disciples of Jesus, at ang mga apostles and the disciples of Jesus were able to hold healing sessions, were able to heal the sick, the lame, the paralyzed. If they were able to heal those people through the power of the Holy Spirit, and if that Spirit is alive in you, dwells in you, then we know we have confidence na ang Diyos nagpapagaling pa din ngayon. Amen. Amen. That spirit, that power is alive in you, church. Bakit kayo takot? Why are you scared of your current painful situation? If the same God that healed before is still with us today. Sabi ng salita ng Panginoon, Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. Let us believe that the Lord heals today. I have seen God answer the little things. And I have seen God answer the big things in my life as well. I've also had prayers. I've also had hard times in my life na hindi sinagot ng Panginoon yung mga panalangin ko. I saw the Lord answer little things, big things, and I also had unanswered prayers as well. Kagaya niyo. Tama ho ba? Do we all have that experience? Na mayroong mga panalangin talaga na hindi sinasagot ng Panginoon. In times where I did not get what I wanted, na Lord, ito yung gusto ko, but I got another thing. Times where I've asked the Lord for something, but He did not come through for me. Times when I've asked God for this, but then I got that. So, ang tanong ngayon, how do we get or how do we navigate through unanswered prayers? Ano yung gagawin natin, Ate Diane, kung hindi sinasagot o hindi pa sinasagot ng Panginoon yung ating mga panalangin? And this is a message that's very helpful to a lot of people, most especially to atheists. May mga kilala ho ba kayong hindi naniniwala sa ating Panginoong Jesus? This message is very helpful to them because according to studies, according to research, studies show that a lot of atheists, they are that way. Hindi sila naniniwala sa ating Panginoong Jesus is because nanalangin sila tapos hindi binigay ng Panginoon, hindi sila sinagot ng Panginoon. Therefore, they concluded, nag-conclude sila na ay siguro hindi totoo ang Diyos. At kung totoo man siya, if He did exist, hindi siya mabuti. The Lord is not good. Ganun yung sinasabi ng research. That is why some of our family members or our friends are atheists because nanalangin sila, hindi nila nakuha yung gusto nila. Therefore, nag-conclude sila na hindi siguro totoo ang Diyos. It's because they do not understand how to navigate through unanswered prayers. Kasi tayo din naman, hindi naman din lahat sinasagot ng Panginoon. Pero dapat malaman nila at malaman din natin, how do we navigate through unanswered prayers? Now, I wish I did not have to preach this. No? Sana lahat na lang talaga sinasagot ng Panginoon. Pero hindi rin, no? Kasi may mga prayers din tayo na mali yung motibo. But I wish I did not have to preach this. But unanswered prayers are part of our reality. Parte siya ng ating humanity. Unfortunately, many of us here today, nanalangin tayo ng isang bagay. We prayed for something. Pwedeng healing sa ating mga kapamilya, pero still, they passed away. Pwedeng yung ating mga kapatid, yung ating mga anak, na mayroong mga sakit, pero hindi tinatanggal ng Panginoon, hindi sila pinapagaling. We prayed for the abuse to stop, but nothing happened. But I want you to know that help is here today. When Pastor Stephen asked me to preach for this service today, sabi ng Pastor Stephen, na kaya mo ba to preach on Sunday? Before he even asked that, I already had an answer. Because I had an assignment from the Lord. I got one word from the Lord. That's healing. I knew what I was about to preach. So sabi ko, kayang-kaya, Tay. Kayang-kaya, Pastor. Kasi alam ko, the Lord is going to heal a lot of you today. Amen. Help is here today. Now, I used to pray very specific prayers. Napaka-specific ng prayers ko dati. Kasi isa sa mga effective na types of prayers, yung mga specific talaga. Yung talaga kasi sabi sa atin, di ba? Na dapat sinasabi natin yung mga panalangin talaga natin to the detail. But one of the things I learned as well, although that is very effective, that is advisable, yeah. But one of the things that I learned so far in my Christian journey, and also I learned from one of my spiritual mothers, Pastor Jenny, natutunan ko na ang pinaka-effective na prayer is this, Lord, let your will be done. Ang kalooban mo ang makapangyayari sa buhay ko. And that is actually the gold standard of prayer. Na Lord, let your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. However, let me remind you, church, that although yes, that is the most effective prayer, na Lord, let your will be done. That is the gold standard of prayer. Hindi natin kailangan ipanalangin, Lord, let your will be done. Kung alam natin, when the will of God is already stated in the Word of God. Ibig sabihin, get this, the will of God, ang kalooban, ang kagustuhan, ang will ng Diyos na mangyari sa buhay mo is in the Word of God. Amen ba? Ang kalooban ng Panginoon nasa kanyang salita. Ibig sabihin, the will of God is the same as the Word of God. So kung nagtatanong ka, ano yung will ng Diyos sa buhay ko na may pinagdadaanan ako, may sickness and disease ako ngayon, ano yung will ng Diyos para sa buhay ko? That's in the Word of God. Amen? Makikita natin yung kalooban, yung kagustuhan, yung will ng Diyos sa buhay natin dito sa salita ng Panginoon. So, if the Word of God, the Word of the Lord gives you a promise, kapag sinabi na sa salita ng Panginoon, when God gives you a promise through His Word, you do not have to say, Lord, let your will be done. Now, why am I saying this? The reason I say this is because many people, nakaka-experience sila ng kasakitan, they experience pain. Maybe some of you have experienced miscarriage. Maybe some of you have experienced losing a loved one, or meron siguro sa isa sa mga pamilya ninyo have cancer right now, or a life-threatening disease. Meron siguro sa inyo na namolestya o na sexually abused. And then, I hear God-fearing people, of course, they do not mean harm, pero sinasabi nila, ay siguro will ng Lord yan sa buhay mo. Narinig nyo na ho ba yun? Na kapag dumadaan tayo sa isang pagsubok, dumadaan tayo sa sickness and disease, na narinig na ho ba natin na sinasabi ng iba, or maybe nasabi na ninyo, ay siguro will ng Panginoon. Kasi nangyari eh. Kasi kumbaga inalaw ng Panginoon. I want you to know that sickness, that disease, that pain that you feel right now is not the will of the Lord for your life. Ano ang will ng Panginoon sa buhay? At sabi ng Panginoon, I will to satisfy them with a long life at ma-enjoy nila yung salvation na binigay ko sa kanila. That's in Psalm 91. Sabi ng Panginoon, with long life, I will satisfy him and show him my salvation. The Lord does not will to cut your lives short. Hindi will ng Panginoon na mamatay yung ating mga kapamilya. Hindi will ng Panginoon na hayaan tayo to suffer in sickness. With long life, gusto tayong isatisfy ng ating Diyos. And ma-enjoy natin yung salvation natin. Psalm 103 says, God forgives all your sins and heals all your diseases. Hindi will ng Panginoon na pinagdadaanan mo yan, kapatid. The Bible also says in Isaiah 53:5, yung binasa natin kanina, by the stripes on the back of Jesus, by the stripes, the wounds of the Lord Jesus, we are healed. Let us not assume, mga kapatid, let us not assume, church, na porket nangyari, that just because it happened, it is the will of God. No. And if I just put on the teacher outfit here, teacher hat tayo ngayon, there are two worldviews in the Christian church. The reason why we believe this, na siguro kasi nangyari eh. Kasi inalaw ng Diyos, siguro will ng Lord. Gusto ng Lord na magkasakit ako. We have this idea is because we have two worldviews in the Christian church na kinalikihan natin bilang mga Kristiyano. There are two worldviews called the blueprint view and the warfare view. Okay? In the Christian church, we have two worldviews, the blueprint worldview and the warfare worldview. Anong sinasabi ng blueprint view? Everything that is happening is a result of God's command for your life. Kasi sinasabi, diba, naniniwala tayo that the Lord is sovereign. Ibig sabihin, the Lord is the supreme ruler of all His creation, heaven and on earth. Supreme ruler, ibig sabihin, lahat ng mga nangyayari in heaven and on earth and over all His creation, alam ng Diyos. Kasi sovereign siya. He sits above everything. So dahil sovereign ang Panginoon at nangyari siya, therefore, lahat ng nangyayari sa'yo ay resulta ng pagiging sovereign ng Diyos o ng command ng Diyos. Yan yung paniniwala ng blueprint view. Ibig sabihin, if the devil is involved in anything, it's because God has ordained him to do that. Yan yung pinaniniwalaan ng blueprint worldview. Na pag may ginawa ang kaaway sa buhay mo, siguro ginagamit siya ng Diyos para turuan ka. Or para pagdaanan mo yan. That God ordained him to do that. Ibig sabihin, yung sickness, yung death, yung tragedy, yung poverty, ay parte ng plano o blueprint ng Diyos sa buhay mo. Yan ang paniniwala ng blueprint worldview. Now, sa warfare worldview, which is biblical, and which is the one that we believe in this church, warfare worldview says that God is good. Kahit anong mangyari, the Lord is good, and the devil is bad. Sometimes, bad things happen to good people because we live in a fallen world. Yan ang sinasabi ng warfare worldview. So when a child dies, kapag namatayan tayo ng anak o namatayan tayo ng kapamilya natin, or someone has cancer, or someone in your family gets in a horrific accident at namatay or na-injured sila, we don't say that just because it happened, then it must be the will of God. What we say is that there is a devil out to steal, to kill, and to destroy. That is what we believe. That we have an enemy. That's why it's called warfare worldview. Now, that there is a devil that is out to steal from you, to kill you, and to destroy you. But we have a God who wills for us to give us life and life live more abundantly. That is why, since the devil is real, and since the devil has his own will, and he comes to steal, kung yun yung motto niya sa buhay niya, to steal, to kill, and to destroy, ibig sabihin, the will of God has to be fought for. The will of God, it's called warfare for a reason. The will of God is to be fought for, is to be prophesied over, is to be released to the church, is to be released to the people of God. Ibig sabihin, the will of God has to be enforced. Ini-enforce natin through prayer. What is prayer called? Paano natin dinedefine ang prayer? It is enforcing the will of God as it is in earth, as it is in heaven. God doesn't will evil, church. He is at war with evil. Hindi kagustuhan ng Panginoon na porket nangyari sa buhay mo ay kalooban na ng Panginoon sa buhay mo. We are at war against the devil. We are at war. We are on a battle right now. John 10:10 says, "The thief does not come except to steal, to kill, and to destroy. And I have come, Jesus has come, that we may have life, and life lived more abundantly." Ibig sabihin, church, you have authority. Meron kang kapangyarihan, meron kang authority, you have power against the devil. This means that when we experience evil, we pray from a position that God's will is for us to have life, to be healed, and to be restored. We pray from a position of power and authority. Minsan kasi parang naglilimos tayo sa kagalingan na ginawa na ng Panginoon, binigay na ng Panginoon sa atin. Lord, pagalingin mo ko. Lord, please naman o. Para tayong nanlilimos, we're begging for the promise that's already in our hands. Kasi pinaniniwalaan natin ay siguro will ng Lord to sa buhay ko. So therefore, since will ng Lord, inayaan ng Lord, then therefore, siguro, kailangan ko siyang pilitin. You have authority. Sabi ng Panginoon, in Luke 10 verse 19, I have given you authority to trample on snakes and scorpions and to overcome all the power of the enemy. Nothing will harm you. I am so tired of seeing Christians, of Christians who keep allowing the enemy to use their trials, to use their sickness, to use their diseases for the enemy's purposes. I'm so tired of seeing Christians who are defeated, who do not know their position in Christ, who do not know that they have power. Of course, the Lord is not talking about physical scorpions. The Lord is not talking about physical snakes. The Lord is talking about spiritual powers, authorities, dominions, rulers of the dark age na nag-o-oppress sa'yo. Sinasabi ng Panginoon, you are oppressed by these dark entities. Pero meron akong binigay na authority, na power sa'yo. And I'm so tired of seeing defeated Christians. Hindi nila alam yung authority na meron sila. The enemy knows who you are. Kilala ka ng kaaway, kapatid. The enemy knows who you are. He knows that you are a son and you are a daughter of God. The enemy knows even the word of God. Kung nabasa mo na to, kung hindi mo pa to natatapos, ang enemy, nabasa niya, na niya from cover to cover, kapatid, kahit yung maps. Nabasa niya na to, alam niya ang salita ng Panginoon. Therefore, he knows that you have been redeemed. He knows that by the wounds of Jesus, you have been restored and redeemed. He knows that greater is the Holy Spirit that lives within you than he who is in the world. He knows. Alam ng kaaway kung sino ka. Alam ng kaaway kung anong nilagay ng Diyos sa puso mo. Alam ng kaaway, he knows that you have been given access to a power, to an authority that he will never get access to. He knows that he can form a weapon against you, but that it will not prosper. Alam niya, he can do that. He can form a weapon, pero alam niya hindi siya magtatagumpay. He knows that in the end, God will use everything for our good because we love God. He knows it, kapatid. He knows that in the end of this, we will always win. It is a great tragedy. Napakalaking trahedya na ang kaaway mas alam pa yung capabilities mo kaysa sa'yo. Yung kaaway, mas alam pa yung kapangyarihan na binigay ng Panginoon sa'yo kaysa sa'yo, kaya hindi mo siya ginagamit. Hindi mo ginagamit yung authority. Hindi mo ine-exercise yung kapangyarihan na binigay na ng Panginoon sa'yo because you have believed the lies of the enemy. You have been deceived. It is a great tragedy. Mas kilala pa, mas alam pa ng kaaway. Mas alam pa ng kaaway yung kaya mong gawin kesa sa'yo. Are we going to settle for that, church? Are we going to settle as defeated Christians? No! Huwag tayong papayag. We have this life for our family. We have to stand in the gap for our family and at this generation, it will stop with me. I will exercise yung kapangyarihan, yung authority ng Diyos na binigay ng Panginoon sa akin so that my family, so that my children will not have to suffer what I am experiencing right now. You have to fight for your family, church. Huwag kayong papadala sa kaaway na sinasabi ng kaaway sa atin, siguro talunan ka na. You're going to be like that forever. Na wala nang kayang gawin ng Panginoon sa buhay mo. And you have settled in that fear. You have settled in that doubt na nararamdaman mo sa buhay mo. And I understand. Siguro maraming takot na Kristiyano na exercise yung kanilang authority here on earth because they do not know the Word of God. They have not read the Word of God. Let me just remind you, there's just two things I want you to remember as we end this message today. Just two things. Sabi ni Paul sa Colossians chapter 2 verses 13 to 15. You were dead because of your sins. And because your sinful nature was not yet cut away, then God made you alive with Christ. For He forgave all our sins. He canceled the record of the charges against us and took it away by nailing it to the cross. Verse 15, always remember this. In this way, He disarmed the spiritual rulers and authorities. He shamed them publicly by His victory over them on the cross. I want you to remember, church, dinisarmahan na ng Panginoon ang kaaway sa buhay mo. He does not have weapons. You only give the enemy the upper hand kung naniniwala ka, pinaniniwalaan mo yung mga kasinungalingan that he is throwing on you. They are disarmed. Paano ka pa nila sasaktan? Paano ka pa nila aalipinin, kapatid? Kung dinisarmahan na sila, wala na silang weapons, sabi ng salita ng Panginoon. Next, Jesus made, sabi ng salita ng Panginoon, Jesus shamed them publicly by His victory over them on the cross. Pinahiya sila ng Panginoon by His death on the cross. And if you know, itong in other translations, itong parte na to, He shamed them publicly. In other translations, it says that Jesus made a public spectacle of them by way of the cross. Back in the Roman era, ang spectacle ginagamit as entertainment ng mga Romans. And one of their spectacles ay tinatawag na Roman Triumph. And in the Roman Triumph, ginamit ni Paul ito sa church in Colossae. Kasi alam niya ni mga Christians sa church in Colossae, alam niya na maiintindihan nila kung ano yung Roman Triumph, ano yung spectacle. What happens in a Roman Triumph is that, yung general, because the Romans, when they go out and conquer kingdoms, kapag nagkikipagbaka sila at kapag nanalo sila, bumabalik sila sa Rome. And they go in a parade, pinaparada nila yung kanilang victory. At nangyayari, sa Roman Triumph, sa parade na yon, ang nangyari, una, lalabas yung conquering general, yung leader nila. Lalabas yung general, pagkatapos, sa likod niya, nandoon yung spoils of war, yung mga enemies nila, yung mga citizens na conquered nila na lands. Dinadala nila sa Rome, pinaparada nila na naked, walang mga armas kasama ng general. And then after the spoils of war, after ng mga citizens and ng mga rulers nung losing a nation na yon, after them were the armies of the general. The victorious army is at the back following the general, singing a song of gratitude and celebrating their victory. Dapat ganito tayo. Sabi ni Paul that the Lord has shamed them by putting them in a public spectacle. Pinahiya sila ng Panginoon. And this is exactly what Jesus did against the rulers, the powers, and authorities that are trying to oppress you right now. Yan ang ginawa ng Panginoon. These oppressors that you're so afraid of, pinahiya sila ng Panginoon. You're being robbed of joy and peace by defeated enemies. The enemy wants you to believe that they have power. In fact, they are powerless. Sabi ng salita ng Panginoon, para tayong lumalakad sa isang Roman triumph ng ating general, ang ating Panginoong Jesus is leading us. And the spoils of war, yung mga oppressors mo, pinapahiya, they are naked, they are disarmed by God. Wala na silang kapangyarihan sa'yo. And we are following our general. We are following the leading of Jesus. And we're celebrating in victory. That's what's missing. Yun yung missing eh. Yung celebration of victory. Kasi marami sa atin, we are so afraid doon sa mga naked enemies na pinaparada ng Panginoon, when in fact, dapat tayong lahat, we should all be celebrating in victory of what Jesus did on the cross. Amen ba? I want us to stand right now. I'm going to pray a prayer of healing right now. If there is anybody right now that is experiencing sickness, disease, if any one of you or your family or your friend, if you know somebody who is experiencing, who needs healing in their lives, I want you, kung nasaan yung mga parte ng katawan ninyo na kailangan ng kagalingan, I want you to touch that right now. And if you are with your family, if you are with your spouse, kung nandito kayo, kung kakilala ninyo itong taong ito, I want you to lay hands on them right now. Lay hands on them. And or kung ikaw, you came here but on your own, I want you to touch that part of your body right now. I believe that the Lord is going to heal you today. It is a promise of God for you, church. Pangako ng Panginoon that He heals us. Na ang Panginoon ay nagpapagaling. Whatever that sickness is, I want you to pray unto the Lord. Join me in this prayer right now. Panginoon, You are true to Your word. And we stand by Your promise, Lord. Hindi kahit sino man ang nangako sa amin, O God, pero Ikaw na tapat na Diyos ang nangako sa amin. Therefore, we stand on Your word that by Your stripes we are healed. Panginoon, maraming salamat sa kagalingan. We are claiming that promise right now for us, for our families, for our friends, and we touch that part of our bodies right now, Lord, that He needs healing. Panginoon, pagalingin mo kami, Panginoon. Alam ko, Ikaw ang Diyos na tapat sa iyong mga salita. Lord, whatever is trying to oppress them, the rulers, authorities that is trying to bully them, we trample them under our feet and we send them back to hell where they belong. Panginoon, there is power in Your name, Jesus. And You are more than able to heal all of our diseases and our sickness. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, we say, Amen.
Amen. Hello, Global Family. Thank you for listening. If this message has impacted your life, please consider following this Spotify account. Connect with us. Let us know what God spoke to you today. Where are you streaming from, or how can we pray for you? If you want to support this ministry and continue advance God's kingdom para punuin ang langit, I want to personally encourage you to support and give financially. Go to our website, gscmnb.com/give, so you can know how the ways that you can support the ministry. See you soon. God bless you.